Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Champion's Mind. Today we're diving into something super important, building resilience through meditation and deep breathing. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? We all get it. Deadlines, unexpected challenges, even just the daily grind can leave us feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like we're barely keeping our heads above water. But what if I told you there's a way to not only survive these tough times, but actually thrive through them? That's where meditation and deep breathing come in there, your secret weapons for becoming mentally tough, handling pressure like a pro, and bouncing back stronger than ever. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras, let me clear that up. Meditation doesn't have to be some mystical, intimidating practice. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and just bring yourself back to the present moment. And deep breathing? Well, that's something you can do right now, wherever you are. Just take a few slow, deep breaths, feeling your belly expand and contract with each inhale and exhale. That's it. Simple, yet incredibly powerful. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole resilience thing? Number 1. Cultivate mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge their presence, but don't let them define your entire experience. Next up, embrace the power of deep breathing. When stress hits, your body goes into fight or flight mode, your heart races, and your breath becomes shallow. But when you consciously take deep breaths, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, that's your rest and digest mode. It calms you down, reduces anxiety, and helps you regain control. Now, let's talk about setting realistic goals. Ever set yourself up for failure by aiming too high? We've all been there. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate those small victories along the way. They build momentum and keep you motivated. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about learning to adapt and bounce back from setbacks. It's about acknowledging that challenges are part of life and choosing how we respond to them. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days, and that's okay. The key is to learn from our experiences and keep moving forward. Think about that last big challenge you faced. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal setback, or even just a string of unfortunate events. How did you handle it? Did you crumble under the pressure, or did you find ways to cope and eventually come out stronger on the other side? Chances are, you used some form of resilience without even realizing it. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're in the middle of a big presentation, your mind goes blank, and you suddenly forget what you were going to say next. That can be pretty terrifying. But instead of panicking, take a few deep breaths, focus on your audience, and remember that it's okay to pause for a moment and collect your thoughts. You might even turn that moment into an opportunity to connect with your audience by acknowledging a slight stumble or moving forward with authenticity. See, resilience in action. So, what's the takeaway here? Meditation and deep breathing are powerful tools for building resilience. They help you stay calm under pressure, manage stress effectively, and bounce back from challenges stronger than ever. Remember, becoming mentally tough isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up day after day, doing your best, and learning to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and determination. Ready to take action? Start by incorporating just 5 minutes of deep breathing or meditation into your daily routine. Set a reminder on your phone, find a quiet corner in your home, or even just step outside for a few moments of mindful stillness. Small changes can lead to big results. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips and leave a review if you enjoyed it. And as always, keep striving for that champion's mind. Until next time, stay focused and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.